The band Nickelback was a surprise topic of discussion on the House floor yesterday. This is how you remind me of what I really am. Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan of Wisconsin dissed the group while debating a voting rights provision.
77,000 people did comment. Only four wanted to keep this provision. That's probably about the percent of people who think Nickelback is their favorite band in this country. It's pretty low.
What Pocan didn't expect was to find a true Nickelback fan right across the aisle.
Why would you criticize one of the greatest bands of the 90s?
Wow.
Congressman Rodney Davis, a Republican from Illinois, passionately defended Nickelback's honor.
I actually do have a Nickelback song on my running playlist that I listen to on a regular basis. I know he did not mean to offend the many, many thousands upon thousands of Nickelback fans in his district in Wisconsin.
NPR Music Stephen Thompson is from Wisconsin. He had something to say about that.
Mark Pocan is not losing his seat over Nickelback.
This is hardly the first time Nickelback has found itself a punchline. After all, they did once lose a popularity contest to a pickle.
Still, Nickelback shouldn't take this too hard. After all, how many bands can say they made it to the House floor?
I'm just glad that this conversation is in the congressional record, that now it belongs to the ages.
Stephen Thompson of NPR Music, take us out, Nickelback.